A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeschanan, and Erev Shabbos Nachamu Tavshin Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes and Yud, about the mitzvah to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Raki Shomer Lecha Oshmar Nafshcha Ma'od, Yoyim Asher Amarato Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'chayriv. That we have a chiyuv to remember Maimon Har Sinai. The Maharsham, quoted by the Talna Rebbe of Yerushalayim, Shlita, says in the name, in his work to his Mordechai, says that the Chacham of the earlier generations taught us something very interesting. Hizarim and Ashikha v'tinotzel min ha-yetzer. Avoid forgetfulness and you'll be saved from the Yetzer Hara. The foundation of Avodas Hashem is to remember. The Yetzer Hara tries very much to get us to forget the things that we are here for, our purpose, and our overlook our obligations. And he tries to succeed in trapping a person. We have to try to strengthen our mindfulness to ensure that we don't fall prey to the trap of forgetfulness. It is very interesting to note that this idea of not forgetting Maimon Har Sinai comes at the end of when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. And the Pasuk says that we have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. If we analyze for a moment, who is this Pasuk being told to? Well, see something which is very interesting. As we know, after the Meraglim, anybody who was over age 20 did not go into Eretz Yisrael. So who is left in this Pasuk, in this Parsha, to talk about who should remember Maimon Har Sinai? Only those who were under age 20. Only those who really probably did not remember that much about Matan Torah. Or if they remember, they were little children. So how is it that they are enjoined and they are required and requested to remember Har Sinai? And perhaps we can answer the Talmud Rebbe says with the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis. The Gemara says that even though generally people forget events which they witnessed after 60 years, but if you're assigned as a witness to an event and bear the responsibility of remembering what happened, you can remember for even longer periods of time. Even 80 or 90 years later, a person's testimony can be believed regarding matters for which he has assigned as a witness, and the Beis Din can act upon his testimony even with respect to cases involving chiyuv misa, capital offenses, where human life is at stake. Once a person is charged with the responsibility of perpetuating the memory of an event, he is able to remember even the finer details forever. And so Moshe Rabbeinu was able to command this small group of people who had witnessed Matan Torah to remember these events and transmit the information to the next generation. This is a tremendous responsibility upon all of us, because the truth is, we were all at Maimon Har Sinai. Some of the tzaddikim, one of the great rebbes once said that he remembers who his neshama stood next to at Maimon Har Sinai. Maybe we're not up to that level, we aren't holding there. But each and every one of us, when we reach old age, or even when we're younger, we bear the responsibility to transmit this Messiah that we've received. And this requires us already now to ensure to firmly enter our memories all that we see and hear from our Rebbeim, our Rabbanim, our leaders, our teachers. We also have the responsibility to reinforce our awareness of the vital importance of transmitting the Masorah so that we don't end up guilty of breaking the chain of the sacred Masorah. No one should allow the Yetzer Hara to mislead him into thinking that he is unworthy or incapable of fulfilling this crucial task. For each and every one of us bears this responsibility of transmitting the Messiah. Let's strengthen ourselves in this regard, ensuring to remember what we witness and learn so we can transmit it to the next generation, and we will be saved from all sin and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly with all of our hearts and all of our souls. A guten Shabbos.